this is Rolly the Announcer, and this is Silverwolf's IO Blog Podcast, Episode 6. On this week's podcast, we have reviews of Tetris DS and Metroid Prime Hunters, both for the Nintendo DS. Also, a review of the new film, Thank You for Smoking. Today's theme music, Wicked Theme Music for Flash, is by GB in Flames. And the closing song, Legacy Ended, is by Gogoroth. Both songs come from the Newgrounds.com audio portal. And now, here's the man who can do everything except get a girlfriend.
Hey!
Here is Silverwolf!
Hello, and welcome to the podcast. This is Silverwolf. And before we start, I'd like to welcome our new announcer, Rolly, to the show.
It's a pleasure being here announcing for this podcast.
Well, it's great to have you here, Rolly.
Thanks for having me. And now, can I have a beer?
Sure. Go right ahead.
Thanks.
Anyway, let's move on to the first portion of the show, which is practically my life so far, because, well, this is a blog podcast, and I'm supposed to talk about my life. To be honest, pretty much nothing really much happened. My cousin came in over the weekend because he had a wedding to go to. School year is actually closing in just a few weeks. And also, I just got a new job working at Fry's Electronics in Downers Grove on Butterfield Road, more like a Finley, but I'm not exactly too sure. I'm not entirely suck at street names and giving directions and all that, but if you search for Fry's Electronics online, they'll tell you where you can locate this store, and it's a pretty big store. To me, this store is almost like a Best Buy on roids. Yeah, that's how I describe it. It's big. Very, very big. So, yeah, that's pretty much my life so far in a nutshell from the past 2 weeks. And like I said before, school's closing soon, and I'm gonna take a summer school class to make up for some college credits that, from a class that I dropped because, well, not only did I do bad on the first of only two tests, but also, the guy is boring as heck. I mean, he just goes on and on. Is that what I'm doing? Jeez, I hate when I ramble. But anyway, this week on the podcast, as mentioned earlier, this is just a review week, and actually, I think I'm gonna keep up with this for the next couple weeks because also next week I'll have a review of Brain Age for the Nintendo DS. And also a review of Robot Chicken and possibly a rant. I'm not too sure, but and also in a future podcast, I'll have a review of the new Joe Cartoon Greatest Hits DVD Volume 1. So far, I looked into it. It's a really good DVD. I'll have a full review of it in a future show. So, what should I do first? Should I mention a few podcasts or? You know what? Let me mention a few links and a few podcasts that you should check out just before I get into the reviews. And just like my show, you can find these podcasts on iTunes or any other podcast search engine thingy. And all these podcasts that I watch and listen to are really great podcasts. And let me just name a few. And even though some of them are like, video game related or Disney related, these are great podcasts they should check out. For example, the X-Play video podcast. This is based off the show X-Play, and they have video reviews of the greatest video games. And what's so very cool about this podcast is that no matter if it's a good game or a bad game, the people who write these reviews are bound to make fun of the game any way possible. But they usually, you know, crud all over the bad games. And even though they make fun of the good games, but they usually praise the good games. They either get like a 4 out of 5 or 5 out of 5. But still, it's a really great video game podcast if you want to know a lot about video game reviews and all that. The next one, this is an official Disney podcast. It's called Walt Disney World Resort Plugged In. And if you're a huge fan of Walt Disney World and you want to, like, you know, keep up with what's up with Walt Disney World, you can check out this official podcast. It's currently on hiatus right now, but still, they have videos of some events that took place in Walt Disney World, and there's interviews and all sorts of great stuff. And it's an official Disney podcast, so it's come from the right sources. So it's a great one to check out. There's also Switchback, which is a Blue Man Group podcast. It's an unofficial Blue Man Group fan podcast. And they practically talk about Blue Man Group. They play some music, and, you know, it's a really fun podcast to listen to, especially during the Inside the Board segments. And since it's just like an interview with, like, a member of the Blue Man Library message boards, it's a really, you know, you may never know what could happen. Also, we have, well, of course, my podcast. You can check out Strong Bad Emails and More podcast. It's currently just Strong Bad Emails and Teen Girl Squad cartoons from the HomestarRunner.com website. There's also Showbiz Newsy News, which is a Zipperfish.net or .com. Not too sure what they're going with, but it's a Zipperfish.com podcast where it's a relatively short podcast, a video podcast, and it just takes celebrity news and just makes fun of it completely. There's also the Park Hopping Podcast, which is the podcast that gave me the inspiration to do this podcast. And it's a really neat podcast where this guy plays audio clips from various ride-throughs and gives his opinion on what's going on with Disney and all sorts of other things. The Newgrounds.com featured movies podcast has a bunch of great Flash films in they can fit onto your iPod, and, you know, you can watch some of the best Flash animations from Newgrounds.com. There's the Keen Tunes Podcast Network, which they show various Keen Tunes like Space Tree, Evil Josh and Billy, Bonus Stage, which I still wish is still around today. Well, hopefully it can come back a little bit, but I don't know. It just depends on Matt. But anyway, it's a great video podcast, very funny, and it's just a great thing to listen to. The Joe Cartoon Podcast, which is basically just Joe Cartoon's cartoons. Downloadable Content, the Penny Arcade Podcast. It's just it's kind of a weekly podcast where it kind of shows you what's going on inside the writer's room while the guys over at Penny Arcade are creating their latest comic strip. And you can check out their website, penny-arcade.com. And it's a really great comic strip. It's one of the best comic strips in, video game history. So it's definitely worth checking out. You have Comedy Number 4 Cast. So it's Comedy 4 Cast. It's a comedy podcast where a guy does skits or, you know, just jokes for about 4 minutes. And they're mostly really funny, so it's definitely something to check out. And there's also a Window to the Magic podcast, which is also a really great podcast, where Paul or Patrick can play, you know, various Disney audio clips or play certain Disney games, and you know, it's a really great podcast, and it's like it says in the description, it's the ultimate Disney theme park podcast, because not only does it focus on Disneyland, but also focuses on Walt Disney World. And finally, there's the Inside the Magic podcast. This is actually the first, or probably one of the only, Orlando-based Disney podcast. It features Ricky Briganti podcasting from his home, relatively near the Walt Disney World Resort, and you know, he gives his opinion on what's going on with Disney, various ride clips, and also plenty of great contests. And also, I've been mentioned on his podcast during his 1 year anniversary special. I'm not pronounced as Silver Wolf. I'm pronounced by my real name, and I, you know, I kind of gave him an email about Kingdom Hearts 2, and he, you know, just read it, and you know, I kind of corrected him a little bit with certain Kingdom Hearts game, but still, it's a really, really great podcast. All these podcasts I just mentioned, you can search through iTunes or any other podcast search engine, and you'll find these podcasts, you know, lickety-split, and they're really great. They're really fun to listen to or watch. And, you know, I still have a few others that I still need to discover, and I'll mention them in future podcasts. And also in future podcasts, I could just announce some really great links for you to check out. And let me just give a few out just to show you what I can suggest. Newgrounds.com, but just be careful, like a solid Newgrounds.com does contain some adult material, but the rest of it's all really good. PennyArcade.com, and another website called ExtinctAttractions.com. This is a Disney fan website where this guy named David O'Neill creates these great documentary DVDs based off old and extinct attractions like Carousel Progress, People Mover, and the Haunted Mansion. And these DVDs are chocked full of great information and trivia and great interviews with the Disney Imagineers that created these attractions. And they're relatively cheap DVDs. They're like $15 a piece. Most of the money's gotta go to charity. Excuse me. And also, he also creates these great audio CDs with old archival audio clips, and it's just a great website. Also, a great podcast too. And it's just great. It's just a great site. His latest DVD, Haunted Mansion Story Volume 2, Phantom Manor, is a great. It's a great DVD. I just finished watching it, and it's such an amazing documentary based off just a complete different variation of the Haunted Mansion in Disneyland Paris. And like I said before, it's such a great DVD. Check out extinctattractions.com and just buy their DVDs and his DVDs, and you'll be really amazed about how much information this guy can take into these DVDs. And yeah, that's pretty much it. So, and like I said before, it's cheap, like about $15 a piece, and most of the money goes to charity too, so you know you're helping out a good cause. And they're also asking for archival footage, so if you have any footage you can share, just send him some footage. He'll give you some DVDs in return. And almost any kind of attraction you can think of, he's bound to make a DVD of it. So, check out his website. And now it's time for the reviews. First off, a review of Tetris DS for the Nintendo DS. For those of you who have been waiting for Tetris to be on the Nintendo DS, now the day has finally arrived. Not only does Tetris DS include original Tetris, but also has five other gameplay modes, including Mission Mode, Catch Mode, Puzzle Mode, Touch Mode, and Push Mode. Mission Mode and Puzzle Mode are really simple to learn, but the newer ones, Touch Mode, Catch Mode, and Push Mode, do need some getting used to and a little practice, but after a while you will eventually get it, and they're really fun and a great variation from traditional Tetris. The main key feature of Tetris DS is the ability to play online with up to 3 different players. And the only problem with the online mode is that you may never know who you're going to run into. In fact, you might run into an easy guy or probably just a cheap jerk. So that's one, you know, just a little thing they can pass by. But still, this is also a really great tile. You can play up to like 10 players over a wireless connection. This game not only includes original Tetris, but also a bunch of other great features. And this is just a really good title. It's just that it's just still Tetris, so it's not really anything new. It's just they add Nintendo characters and a few gameplay modes, but that's pretty much it. But still, it's a really fun game. It's a really great... Tetris is still a really great puzzle, and this is just a really fun game to check out and, you know, purchase if you're a fan of Tetris. All in all, this game received an 8.5 out of 10. Great gameplay modes, but it needs a lot of getting used to. Great online play, but still, this is just Tetris, so you're not really getting anything new besides the new game modes. So once again, it receives an 8.5 out of 10. The next game review is Metroid Prime Hunters. In this game, you play as Samus Aran doing yet another bounty mission. But this time, she is not alone. Samus Aran is not the only bounty hunter in this game. There are 6 playable bounty hunters in this game, each with their own unique abilities. The purpose of this game is to go around the galaxy collecting artifacts from an old extinct race, and also trying to avoid the other bounty hunters trying to get the same artifacts. Just like the previous Metroid Prime games, this game is a first-person shooter. And to look around and shoot and jump, you need to use the stylus and the touchscreen. And just like riding a bicycle for the first time, playing this game needs a lot of getting used to, but it's definitely worth a while at the end. The graphics in this game are really good, but, you know, they're kind of blocking in some areas, but hey, this is the Nintendo DS, so my expectations are kind of low for this. The sound in this game is really good. Every shot, every splatter, every scream, and even the music is all really, really well done, so sound department is really did a good job with this game. Control-wise, as I said before, needs a lot of getting used to, especially when you're using the touchscreen as, you know, to look around and shoot and jump. One of the key features of this game is the ability to play online, either nationally or internationally. And when an official Nintendo headset comes out from the Nintendo DS, you can now actually talk smack to someone else. So that's also a really key feature to look forward to. This game is fun and really exciting to play. The only downside to this game is that the controls need a lot of getting used to, and also the gameplay needs a little getting used to too. So, but still, this is another great DS tile worth picking up. All in all, I give this game an 8.5 out of 10. My last review of the day is for the movie Thank You for Smoking. This movie is actually a satire on what's going on behind the scenes of the big tobacco companies and what the tobacco lobbyists do. In the movie, Nick Naylor, played by Aaron Eckhart, is a tobacco lobbyist, and all he does is he goes on talk shows or radios or whatever, and he just talks, like, you know, trying to convince people to go back, you know, trying to ignore what's going on with the big tobacco companies and, you know, all sorts of other stuff. And like I said before, he just talks. That's all he does. And right now, he's just about to pull off some of his biggest stuff ever. Like, you know, advertising smoking in movies and, you know, trying to convince the government of not slapping a huge poison label on packages of cigarettes. And this movie is just a hilarious way to look on how tobacco lobbyists go through usually their normal everyday lives. You know, they're just, you know, planning on what to talk about, how you can go through it, and, you know, just a daily routine of what he does. This movie also has some documentary elements too, because some of the stuff in the film is also based off actual facts about cigarettes. There's also a really great cast in here too, including Rob Lowe, William H. Macy, and Robert Duvall. This is a really, really great film to check out, even if you are or against big tobacco. I highly recommend it, even though it's only like an hour and 30 minutes long, but it's still hysterical. It's, you know, serious in some points, and it's just a really, really great movie, and you don't have to, you know, be against or have to like cigarettes to enjoy this film. So all in all, this movie receives a 5 out of 5. This is a truly remarkable film. Find it in theaters. I think it's only a limited release now, but it's still a really great film. Find it, watch it, laugh, and just enjoy it. It's a really great film. And this is practically the point where I wanted to do a rant, but, you know, I was thinking like doing certain rants, but, you know, I think some of the subjects I was about to talk about, I think they're kind of a little too touchy, so no loud rant this week. So I probably might have one in the future, but, you know, I'm just not really in the mood to, you know, scream and shout or just complain. So I think I'll close the show off right here. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or whatever, you can email me at silverwolf2006@gmail.com, or you can check out MySpace at myspace.com/silverwolf2006. And if you're downloading these podcasts manually and you want to make things easier on yourself, you can search for us through iTunes or any other podcast subscription service, and these podcasts will come to you automatically. And just a little reference to Window to the Magic there, but still. Anyway, I'll see you all later. Raleigh, play the music and take us out.
Thank you for listening to Silverwolf's Audio Blog Podcast. Be sure to tune in the week after next for a review of Brain Age from the Nintendo DS, a review of the Season 1 box set of Robot Chicken, and also Joe Cartoon's Greatest Hits Volume 1 on DVD. All this and more on the next Silverwolf IO Blog Podcast. This is Raleigh the Announcer saying thank you for listening to the podcast, and we'll see you the week after next.
That's it. We're done, 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 done. Bye-bye.
What was that for?
Just a little tribute to Comedy Forecast.
Okay.